Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So shout out to our guy, Blake Schneiders. Great dude.
Blake!
Part of the Red Beer family. He said, LOL, happy Tuesday, Dustman. Definitely don't remember that nipple covering, but iconic show. Sends me a still shot. It's there, dude. She had like a bedazzle on. It wasn't even tape, man. And it's literally hanging on. Just covering up that areola. Love food suggestions. Somebody from the 816 says that I got to try Caddyshack pizza. It's a sweet sauce and they put pineapple on it. Says they would love the pizza at Moratina's. I hope I say that right. Caddyshack at 3rd and Holmes, a slightly sweeter pizza sauce that has a hint of pineapple.
Okay.
Mm. Hell yeah, man. Yeah. Dusty, was the Tanner a year older than you? No, he was younger. He was younger. Yeah.
Because that guy thinking it's him.
No, man, it was a younger kid. But I know you, Tanner. But it was a younger Tanner. Also went to Hall McCarter. And then Sunny Point, and then Paul Kinder. Shout out, Blue Springs kids. Unite, like Captain Planet here. Water, fire, air. Captain Planet. So yesterday we got the news. Caglione going to start off in double A. That's fine. We kind of knew it. We said one word expected.
It's okay.
Or as I said in Coneheads one time, maintain low tones. But look, now we have the problem. Because, you know, I've talked to some people in the organization, talked to Vern obviously as well. Gave us a hell of a spring. Got to 10 days before the season started and was there. Was never a project, was just a prodigy. Right, for Jack Caglione. He's going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Vern gave us several indicators, and Vern every Monday at 8:20 on Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Royals baseball. But there were a lot of indicators that Caglione's process could possibly be ramped up, right? Like, wasn't going to start the league in the majors, but wasn't like he was out there with the number of, like, 84. He's number 14. So we know already where he's going to be number-wise. The power numbers that were there and the sort of things that we've heard from our insider, Josh Verner, whose hot stove again is on Thursday night, 6 o'clock. Like, George Brett doesn't just sit down with everyone and have a lengthy conversation. Vern told us that happened yesterday. Wanted to pick the brain of Caglione or George to see what that conversation was about, right? The sound off the bat, the polished interviews, the way that he carries himself, the fact that Vinny Pasquantino is also trying to ramp up this kid's skill set at first base. There are so many things that are involved in what you can see in the future, right? There is, to me, more promise with this kid than there was with a Bubba Starling, than there has been with an MJ Melendez. Because MJ gave you that 40 home run year in the minors and then got called up, and then it just fizzled out really fast because he just couldn't hit up here. But every once in a while, there's that one at bat where MJ connects, and it's like majestic. And you're like, why does this not exist? And Caglione, you know, hitting 114-mile-an-hour balls off the bat, going 440 feet, just absolute piss missiles. That's not taught. That's just owned. You have that in you. And what he has to do now is, again, a lot of times we say on this show, you got to be broken to 100 pieces to get built back up even stronger. This isn't necessarily, to me, a humbling moment. This is just what baseball is,
reality.
Unfortunately. Yeah. Like, you got to earn your stripes. And I know a lot of people are like, well, we don't want him to be Jackson Holliday. Again, he's not 18 years old. He's 22, played at Florida in the SEC,
and
National Player of the Year.
Yeah.
It was great. And was obviously drafted as a two-way player, but where the Royals see things differently than the fan, where we immediately go, Shohei Ohtani?
Mm-hmm.
They say, no, he's not going to pitch because the power is too great. We want to have him focus on that. But where he can take a little bit of focus in AA and in AAA is, A, with breaking ball pitching, which he seems to be kind of struggling with, and two, playing the corner outfield spots. I'm as greedy as everybody else. I would love to see him opening day roster, 22-year-old rookie, trotting out on the field, starting in right field, number 14, Jack Caglione, and the place loses its mind. I look like Britney Spears doing a dance video, flipping off the camera, sticking the tongue out. But that's just not reality. But what reality can be is expedited with Jack Caglione, because there are two people that skill set must be amplified this year, or they're looking over their shoulder. And those two names are Hunter Renfroe and MJ Melendez. Renfroe, cheap contract, right field, down season last year, battled injuries, but maybe, as Vern said, he's came back as the guy in best shape of his life. Right? Has a hose in right field. We know that.
Yeah.
But guess what Caglione has? 100-mile-an-hour arm. What do you need in the outfield? You need a rocket.
Exactly.
Right? And
not to mention he's 6'5 and athletic.
And 250.
Yeah.
So then you move over to left field. When is enough enough with MJ? When do you say, you know what? We tried. We've given you your opportunity. It's not working.
When is it?
Before the All-Star game this year.
Got you.
That's my assumption.
Oh, I like it.
I think MJ has until mid-July to be at least something that they don't have to look at, because I don't think he's going to be an everyday player to start of the season.
Wow, okay.
I think Isbell's in center. I think India's in left, and I think Hunter Renfroe's in right.
Yeah.
I think Vinny's at first. I think Massey's at second. I think, obviously, Witt's at short, and Michael Garcia's at third. Salvi catches, Fermin DHs, or Velazquez DHs, and that's your roster. And MJ plays when there's a right-handed pitcher or is a pinch hitter coming up to the plate. I don't know if he starts in left field to start the year. I know that his left field defense is decent. It's above average. But maybe this is something that when you have somebody behind you, in-house competition can work. But for Jack Caglione to see him to expedite that route, just go absolutely rake in AA. Let the organization look at you and say, okay, Arkansas is not where he needs to be. Let's put him in Omaha and see that next level. Get him to the point where it's like, okay, yeah, he stormed through AA. Now he's in AAA and he's still ripping the cover off the ball. I'm not saying he's going to hit 529. He's going to have more than 17 at-bats to get them to be really convinced. But there are ways that this happens quicker than we might think, because some people will say it might be June. It might be September. It might be when the rosters expand. It might be 2026. Watch your mouth.
Yeah, I don't see that.
But there are variables to where this process could be expedited even faster than we think. Now, a lot of it depends on a negative look. Right? Like, you have to have people struggling or you have to have an injury. But the positive side of it, two things can't be the same, right? Caglione can't be bad in the minor leagues, and you can't have, you know, problems in the major leagues to where it works out. But if you have problems in the major leagues and you have a really good problem in the minor leagues, cancels out, addition by subtraction. But if Renfroe and Melendez see this and feel this and they realize, hey, this is a special team that can make a special run again, I want to amplify my game because, A, I'm on a short leash, B, I'm running out of time, and C, I want to be part of this then maybe we see their game elevated. Maybe this is what they need, is a kick in the ass to be like, hey, if you want to be a part of it, go be productive. That's my take on Caglione in the minor leagues.
From the 913, Massey's back okay? Yeah, interesting question. Obviously, we'll see as the season goes. I think that's the, if you look at the outfield, you're talking about MJ Melendez, and he's got question marks. Michael Massey, obviously, with the back. And then, of course, from the 816, got Gavin Cross knocking on the door, too. And that's another center fielder, outfielder. So it feels like something's very plausible to change in the outfield, whether that's a Cags, whether that's a Cross, an injury. MJ doesn't have it.
Well, the biggest question mark on the roster this year is your outfield.
Yeah.
I mean, you know you have it first. You know you have it short. You know you have it behind the plate. You know you have your rotation. You know your bullpen is. You know what basically the top five guys in your lineup are. It's going to be India. It's going to be Witt, Vinny, Sal, Massey. And then after that, 6 through 9 is going to be Renfro, Isbell, Velasquez, Fermin, Melendez. You have all those guys. So there is minor league hope, and there is something to fall back on. But again, what happens first? Is Caglione too great in the minors? And it's like, we have to put him up here because we fall short after our fifth hitter, or we don't have that fifth hitter.
And we're desperate.
And we need something. Because who are you going to pitch to? Probably not going to be Bobby. So India's going to get some looks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you pick Sal or do you pick Vinny? Because last year, three of your guys, your 2, 3, and 4, had 90 RBI going into basically the end of the season. Vinny obviously went down. So a lot of people, you know, your questions. Is it Renfro? Is it Melendez? Is it Garcia? Can Fermin continue to be that guy that you're basically in the NBA reference, the sixth man off the bench?
Yeah, and which he was great at last season.
Yeah.
Versatile, filled in a lot of holes. 6-2. I think Garcia is a question.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be in that lineup hitting 217 and playing the hot corner.
No.
You got to be somewhat productive at third base. You got to be something at third base, whether that's better on base percentage, better at whatever it may be. You got to be something better than what you were last year. Duos in the NFL. I think Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy rank 7th on this list. Who is above them? We discuss on the other side on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Things are definitely getting weird. Show flying by today. Thanks to everyone joining us today here on 96.5 The Fan. 913-586-7965. Just have fun with the text line. Tell me what's on your mind. We're here to help. We're here to have fun. We're here to give you shout-outs. We made somebody's day by introducing them to the Cavender twins.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Happy
birthday, bro.
Yeah, 32. Let's just have some fun with it. I want to see Renfro and MJ swing for contact and average. I'm okay with singles and doubles and with RBI, Victor Robles, and Raintown. There you go. Yeah, I mean,
fantastic.
Just
yeah.
Own your stake, man. Like, I've always been an advocate of in-house competition, whether that's with your roommate in college, you're getting ready to go to spring break, like, bro, I'm going to cut some weight. Oh, I'm going to cut some weight.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're like, okay, who's going to have more numbers in Sharpie written on their forearm? That's a thing. I got one number. My buddy looked like he had a full sleeve.
Numbers in Sharpie written on forearm.
Because when you went to Panama City, you couldn't write on paper. It would dissipate in the water.
Yes.
You took a Sharpie with you, and you're like, hey, what's your number? Write it right here. It didn't wash off. Your boy got one number, probably fake. And then my other buddy, he's just jacked, good looking, been blessed by the Lord.
Of course.
And it looks like a damn, he looks like he's in the he's like the tribal chief. He's the chosen one.
Yes, exactly.
Say my name. Which number are you calling? I don't know. They all blend together. Who wins? Me with the one number. Tortoise, not the hare.
That's true.
Okay. No, that's just being, you know.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I burnt my feet so bad at Panama, I had to wear socks on the beach.
Damn.
Yeah, explain that to every sorority girl. Why are you wearing socks at the beach? I'm like, I have blisters on my feet. They're like, gross.
Sexy.
See you later.
Exactly. Have a good one. Wait.
At the swim-up bar, looking fine. Come up to me. No. Crystal. That's the guy with the weird feet.
Socks.
Damn it.
Shoot.
Somebody says Prime Britney Spears or Cavender Twins. Cavender Twins.
Yes.
Ain't even close, dude.
Yeah.
Haley Cavender, still single. Finally got rid of Timmy from South Park. I mean, like, literally, dude.
That's actually, yeah.
Haley Cavender, accurate. Look at a picture, and then Carson Beck. I mean, you look at that, and you're like, was she doing, like, a make-a-wish? Did she lose a bet?
She was making a wish that he'd be good in the NFL. Well, get drafted number one overall.
Got a lot of money in Miami. Went straight to his gigantic head.
Yep. Massive head.
Screw Carson Beck. I hope he is a loser in Miami.
He's gonna be terrible there.
How dare you disrespect that angel, Haley Cavender.
I don't think she listens, but yeah.
Hey, it's my coworker's first year anniversary at her job. Could you give a shout out to Jennifer?
Shout out.
Shout out to Jennifer. Happy 1 year around the sun at the job.
Way to go, Jen.
There you go. Hopefully you don't work every day like in the show Severance.
Yeah.
Where, like, you're there, but your mind is sitting on a couch watching the Tokyo Showdown. Because nobody was at that game in America. Nope. It was just straight Japan there, baby. I had mentioned that I think that Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice is the seventh best wide receiver duo in the NFL. Is that a bad take, Mac Morey?
No, I don't think it's a bad take. I think it could be argued in both directions.
Number one is in Cincinnati, correct?
I think it has to be.
Money-wise, talent-wise, yep. You have wide receiver 2 and wide receiver 18?
Yeah, top 20.
Maybe that's low for Higgins?
Yeah, he's around there.
Okay.
He oscillates.
Okay.
I would say Chase and Higgins, easy one.
Okay. So where we can agree, we'll just keep going down this list that I've created.
I like this.
Okay. Number 2 wide receiver duo in the NFL. Super Bowl chance.
I think you're right.
I think a lot of people underestimate how good and how really good Devonta Smith is. Maybe
he's
I'm wrong
so
there.
Devonta Smith's so good.
Undersized, plays over his size.
Yep.
I mean, we watched it.
Yep.
Dude was a stud in the Super Bowl. Touchdown catch.
Gets wide open.
Fast.
He can burn you.
Won the Heisman.
Great route runner.
People forget he won the Heisman.
Yep.
Stud receiver.
Historic season in college. Yep.
Small size. Huge hands.
Massive hands.
You know what they say. So that's my second duo in wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree. And people would go to the stats. You got to stay away from the stats. They don't throw enough Jalen Hurts. But those guys, talent-wise, yes.
And again, it's fine. I'm just trying to show you that I don't just bleed bias.
Yeah.
So if I'm wrong, please chime in. 913-586-7965. I'll explain why I think they're the seventh best, but they could move up. That is Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. Number 3, I've got Amara St. Brown and Jameson Williams.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, they balled. Amara St. Brown is the most slept-on wide receiver in football. He ought to be a top-5 fantasy pick, in my opinion.
Ooh.
A lot of targets, a lot of production.
Yeah, if you're in a PPR league, I do like him.
Big time, right? Like, I would take him over Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yes.
Right? But 100%. A lot of people love the running backs. Yep. I would take him over. I think there's only one running back I would take in the top 7 picks.
Barkley.
And then after that, if I'm like 8, 9, 10, 11, Gibbs, Bijan.
Yep.
Guys like that.
Yep.
Right? But I think it goes Amara St. Brown and Jameson Williams. Jameson Williams over the top, just massive speed. Can he stay out of trouble? Obviously. Missed a couple of games. But when they played, it was like, it seemed every game, one of them was scoring, if not both, having a slew of yards. I think they're the third best receiver duo in the NFL.
I'm okay with that. I think I'd switch your 3 and your 4 here.
Which is Addison and Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson, a wide receiver 1.
Wide receiver 1.
Basically, it's the same in Cincinnati that it is in Minnesota. It's just not as proven yet.
Yep.
Addison, a rookie.
Needs some more time.
A couple years ago. Last year was year 2, I believe.
Yep.
This is year 3. Justin Jefferson is far and away the best wide receiver in football. And Ja'Marr Chase, number 2, a little bit of the same thing. Where it starts to get murky for some, where you might start to think about Rice and Worthy, but I have DK and Pickens here.
Yeah, and this is where we get into, you know, we're estimating, we're assuming. We haven't seen these guys together, right. But we know what DK is. We know what George Pickens is. I'm okay with that. These are two big-bodied guys. I mean, has there ever been a wide receiver duo that is going to be able to moss like this duo? Both these guys are the same, right? They're big body. They're going to put their hands up, and they're going to catch the ball over you.
Who was on that Philadelphia Super Bowl team that had T.O.? Who was his other? It wasn't Macklin, was it?
I don't think that was Macklin.
It was way too early for J-Mac.
Yeah, that wasn't Macklin. Look up that roster.
Yeah, I don't know who his number 2 receiver was. Probably like Donnie Avery, somebody that we're not thinking about that came back and played with Andy later on in his career. But yeah, DK and Pickens. Like, we all know that Pickens is an attitude, but we're going pure talent. DK Metcalf runs the deep route better than anybody else in football, you'd think. Big body guy. Doesn't really run a whole lot of, like, crispy routes, but he goes out there, separates himself as strong, fast, big receiver. Obviously, always been a DK fan. So one, Chase and Higgins. Two, Brown and Smith. Three, Brown and Williams. Four, Jefferson, Addison. Five, DK Pickens. Where I rank sixth in this list, I don't know why I'm on this island by myself, but a lot of people seem to not like this take. I really still think that Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle are an elite duo.
Yeah.
I know injuries always seem to pop up, and I know that a lot of people have an issue with maybe, you know, Tyreek Hill's play last year was down, wasn't the greatest. But, I mean, pure skill set, Jaylen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, I think that's just with that speed on both the sides of the football, the production they can put up, you can't really double-team one of them because the other one will just beat you one-on-one. Hill and Waddle, I think, are right there as well. Maybe you could put them above DK and Pickens because that's not been proven yet. But I'm talking straight, pure 1-1, each other on each side. I think Hill and Waddle make this list up high.
I think they do, too. And I think you're right. I think giving the benefit, I'm going to give Hill and Waddle that edge just over DK and Pickens because of what they've proven before, and I expect Hill to be back. And Waddle, he was hurt last season. That Waddle officially, like, question marks for me on Jaylen Waddle. Like, I kind of had him as on the come 2 years ago, right? Everyone did. This kind of T. Higgins-ish second wide receiver can get open, top 20, top 25 guy. We'll see if he can ever, you know, resurge as a number one, true number one option. Past two seasons hasn't shown that as much, especially when Tyreek Hill hasn't been on the field with him. So I'm looking for Waddle to show up a little bit more, but I'm cool with them, right? Where you got him? Six?
Yeah.
Six.
And then seventh, I have him eighth on this list because of what could be potentially really good in Los Angeles. Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. I don't know what Davante Adams gives us this year, but I know how good he can be.
Yeah.
And I know what he can do last year with Aaron Rodgers, who maybe had a, you know, down year, a decent, okay year, but still Devontae finished strong. Puka is, I mean, he's been on the come since week one of his rookie season.
Top five wide receiver?
And now he's the, production-wise, absolutely.
Absolutely.
100%.
Can't argue.
Because he took all, that's why they were okay getting rid of Cup,
yeah,
in my opinion.
Cool, man.
Like Stafford, Cup, good friends. It's a business decision. And when you look at Puka, he's basically the younger version of Cooper Kupp. Plus, he just makes insane catches out of BYU, by the way.
He does.
And he works perfectly in that offense and perfectly with Stafford. And now you're going to put Davante Adams with him and have that duo as well. And then we get to Rice and Worthy.
Yeah.
Really yet to see it. But to be fair, we've yet to see George Pickens and DK Metcalf. We've yet to see Davante Adams and Puka Nacua. We've yet to see the one below that, which I think is Cooper Kupp and JSN.
Mm-hmm.
But let's take the reality, which is this topic. Out of all the teams in the league, you have the seventh, maybe the eighth, maybe the sixth best wide receiver duo, and one was a rookie last year, the other one's on a second-year contract.
Yeah.
Now, both need to you know, continue their ways. I don't know why I had a random alarm at 8:30.
That's weird.
No idea. I don't know if I was supposed to do something at 8:30. That was weird. I did not set that alarm. But when you look at Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, there's a lot of these wide receivers in this group that kind of like play off of each other. There are some similarities, right? Like Hill and Waddle are both just go-getters. They're the home run guys, right?
Speedsters, yep.
I think Pickens is a better route runner than DK Metcalf, and I think that's where they will focus him this year with whoever the hell their quarterback is.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that when you look at DK, he's going to be your guy that he's your Moss guy.
Yep.
Go up there and get it, or put one move and go get to the deep ball. We'll throw it down there and F it 100%. DK somewhere there. George can run those really crispy routes, get open. You look at Brown and Williams, right? Williams is your go-getter. Brown's your route guy. You look at A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith. A.J. Brown's your go-getter. Devonta Smith is your route guy. They can also switch their roles. That's how good those
switch.
Two are. That's why I think they're number two in the league. You look at Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. I don't really know what Jordan Addison is yet, but I know that there's not a better route runner in football than Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
They're maybe one of the top five all time when it's said and done. Right? Like, he just knows where to be, how to be there, and it's just sticky fingers. But with Rice and Worthy showed me a lot in his rookie year of learning how to become. Because, like, what did we learn with Tyreek Hill his first year in the league? Just go down there, we'll throw it to you, catch the ball. We'll also run some jet sweeps. What do we do with Xavier Worthy this year? Deep ball wasn't there, but they tried.
Yep.
Like, the only one he really hit was against the Chargers in that one game where he got it all the way down. It was like week four, obviously.
It's like the best throw of the season.
Right. And then you look at Rashee Rice, big-bodied guy, yards after catch. You have that duo. It's one of the top seven, top eight duos in the league. That's not a knock on these two guys, but that's nice to have at a young age with Patrick Mahomes, that you're not paying. Difference? Cincinnati is now paying those guys a lot of money. Justin Jefferson is making a lot of money, right? Brown and Smith will be making a lot of money. And Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, you're going to have 2 years of cheap contracts. Because you ain't paying Rice,
no,
right? At least not until next year. Maybe not even after. Maybe not even until after that. And even if you do, you might give him the Tyreek Hill two-year extension that's expensive, but it doesn't break the bank. And Xavier Worthy was on a rookie year last year, drafted in the first round. You got 5 years.
Yeah,
now, obviously, if he balls and balls and balls, you get him in the third year, boom, you give him that contract. But that's still two more years of a rookie deal with the guy at quarterback, and you have this duo. Now, here's my best thing about this whole thing. They can move up exponentially very quickly.
Very, yes.
All the way up into the top five. Because of what we have seen with Rashee Rice in a year and three games, and what we've seen in eight games from Xavier Worthy, you would think in this offense, with this system, with that quarterback, the ceiling is definitely the roof for those guys.
I think the ceiling is third duo in the league. I think they could be below Chase and Higgins and below Brown and Smith. I think they could be better than Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
I think Rashee Rice has top 10 wide receiver ceiling. I think he... In the league, yeah. I think this guy's going to be a top 10 wide receiver.
Because we would have Tank Dell and Nico Collins on this list, but in 2025, Tank Dell will not be playing.
Yes, and so that's why we're not doing that. If you put Evans and Godwin above this duo right now, I'm totally okay with that because of what they've done in the past, and I think Godwin will be healthy next year. So if you had Godwin and Evans above Rice and Worthy, I'd be okay with that, but I think they'd surpass them midway through the season. Like, you mentioned it so perfectly, the combination that they have, the speedster that can kill you with his routes as well. He showed some serious knowledge on the route tree. And then you've got Rashee Rice, who's surgical, one of the best yak guys, can do it deep, saw a deep ball in week two, I believe it was, for a touchdown. So yeah, Rice and Worthy, man, this is, the ceiling is legit the roof. And yeah, I think the third overall duo would be something that we haven't really ever seen here in Kansas City as far as wide receiver duos are concerned. I mean, the best wide receiver duo in Chiefs history is Tyreek and Sammy?
Maybe
recency bias?
I mean, how dare you sleep on Eddie Kinnison and Johnny Morton?
Yep.
I'm kidding.
I mean, that's legitimately where you're going. You're going that far back.
Who was the guy with Dwayne Bowe?
Never really was one, right?
I mean, it was Bowe and Donnie Avery.
Yeah.
But Donnie Avery wasn't really anything special.
No.
Jeremy Maclin and...
Yeah, they didn't have, you know, Jason Avant. They tried to make a thing, old Jason Avant. This is the first real duo other than Watkins and Tyreek that they've had.
Right.
Very exciting. London and Mooney, another honorable mention that I thought of as well.
Yeah, I mean, they're solid in Atlanta. Darnell had a really good year last year,
great,
I thought.
Season.
Got out of Chicago.
Yes.
Keenan Allen's still a free agent, isn't he?
Keenan Allen, still available.
Damn.
Wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, but they went with Juju. I feel like if they were going to go with Keenan Allen, they would have done it there instead of Juju.
No, I get that. From the 816, Adunze and Moore, definitely on the come.
I hope DJ can be a stud if his quarterback can get time to throw. We'll see that this year. I think DJ Moore's a sleeper in like the third round in fantasy this year.
And Rome Adunze is a sleeper probably in the sixth round. He was open a bunch
and a rookie this season. Last year.
660 says Tyreek and Trav. Yeah, I get you. Not receivers, but yes.
No, yeah.
Understood.
Fair point.
Understood.
All right. Let's get to On the Come.
On the Come.
So good you hear it twice.
On the Come.
Nice. I'll start this off because my On the Come is, again, Rory McIlroy. I know I've been all over the place with Rory McIlroy, but I want to say this because the guy can be on the come in a certain way. And I sent you this yesterday from Dan Rapoport of his own device. Go be the villain. What do we talk about 2 weeks ago about sports? Sports are better when there is a clear-cut villain. There is no clear-cut villain in baseball. Football, we could have a discussion for 4 hours every segment of every show of who the actual villain is in the NFL. Baseball, you can say it's a team. But in golf, a sport that is struggling because Tiger Woods is irrelevant now in golf. It's not happening anymore. Rory McIlroy steals a guy's phone. Rory McIlroy wins on St. Patrick's Day for the third time. Rory McIlroy says he's not part of the YouTube generation. Rory McIlroy wins $4.5 million yesterday in the PGA Championship. He has the second best odds to win the Masters. Go out there and be a complete ass. You were going to go through a divorce last year. Decided not to. You can't get enough majors in your life. You've never won the green jacket. Go win the green jacket and then have a hell of a speech. Almost to the point of like Steph Curry that Jason Tatum stole last year. What are they going to say now? Go be the bad guy in golf. It's okay to be Shooter McGavin, Rory. Go be Shooter McGavin. Go give us a reason to hate watch you. Go be so good and so rude and so angry on the come, the dark side of one Rory McIlroy. Go be Anakin Skywalker.
And in turn, on the come golf because of that, right?
I mean, you could do it.
That would add an interesting angle to this.
You were going to be the face of the PGA. They drug you through the mud. Mm. Anakin Skywalker, you are going to be the new hope. And then you met the dark side. And guess what? You found out you have more power as a bad person than you do as a good person. On the come, Rory McIlroy as a heel, as a bad guy, as the dark side.
I'm liking it.
And then what you can do is you hit the most powerful shot in golf. Everyone knows you're great. You're a specimen of a man. You're 35 with a 57-year-old's hairstyle. That's fine. Go kick everyone's ass and smile while you do it.
I kind of think I'm in on Rory. I kind of think I'm supporting the villain here.
I bet you are.
I like it.
Bad guys move the needle.
Yes, they do.
No matter how
they
look at it. Who got talked about more in this year's football season? Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, of course.
Who's the bad guy in football?
Bad guy.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. I mean,
Jameis Winston's fun for 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
It's like me and sex. But what's really fun is the bad guy that everybody loves to hate because we all agree and we hate him for a certain reason. Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers. I love it. I'm in. I'm in for the same reason that Bob will be in, but for opposite reason. He'll be against, and I'll be for. And that's exactly why every sport needs a villain. My on the come would be the rest of the NFC West, because the 49ers just seem screwed right now. They have lost Debo, guard Aaron Banks, tackle Jalen Moore, of course, to the Chiefs, Elijah Mitchell to the Chiefs, Joshua Dobbs, Javon Hargrave, Malik Collins, Charvarius Ward, Dre Greenlaw, and Atalona Hufanga. They've lost... That's like seven starters right there. Like good players.
Their window was there.
Dude, they had it.
They went to two Super Bowls in 4 years. They didn't win one of them.
Three NFC championships.
Sorry you ran into Mahomes. Mm-hmm. That was your window.
Is it? And that's done.
We talk about Veach having a good draft. This is on John Lynch, too.
100%.
You put all your chips in with McCaffrey and Debo and Ayuk and,
you went all
and
in.
Kittle, and you got nothing out of it. It's tough, dude. The NFL is so tough.
It's hard, man.
So, yeah. Brock Purdy's going to get a contract, too. And then you're what? Back to being Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah, you're screwed at that point.
I root for him.
Of course.
I root for those stories.
Fun story.
You know, go prove it to the league that you can actually be a quarterback in this league. You don't need the help. But history would show that without your weapons, yeah. I mean, I get it. Not everybody's Mahomes. They can go win a Super Bowl with Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, which is insane. That might be
unreal.
The most slept-on stat in the history
Seriously,
of the NFL.
Dude.
Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney caught two touchdowns in a Super Bowl. And Mecole Hardman.
And yeah, then Mecole Hardman the next year.
And they won them. Oh, but the NFL wants the Chiefs to win. That's not true.
Juju Smith-Schuster was his wide receiver one.
Yeah.
Nuts.
It's crazy.
Nuts.
James Bond, you're aware? Shaken, not stirred. Martini, right?
Mm-hmm.
007. I will tell you why I think this guy would be the best James Bond, and it doesn't make sense. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
I thought you were going to come back with the GoldenEye theme from the video game. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, that would. There it is.
If my dad's listening, he's got a chub.
Oh, he's ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's at 100.
I mean, dude, he grew up in the Connery days.
Yeah, of course.
Had, like, the lunchbox, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So we bring this conversation to you live here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac and Dusty with you. Michael Strahan came out and said that he wants to be the next James Bond. Get lost. Okay? Not happening. It's a dream. At one point, I wanted to be a Royals insider, and then I met Josh Fernier and said, I'll never be that guy.
Never mind.
Yeah. This guy's clearly got it better than anybody else because he's that damn good. Vern's Hot Stove, 6 o'clock Thursday night. But we asked the question, what athlete, whatever sport, would be the best James Bond? You're going to laugh at me when I say this.
Okay, I haven't heard your answer yet, so this is exciting.
Daniel Jones.
Whoa!
Here's why. Somebody says it has to be a British actor. Let me live. Because I don't mind if it's Idris Elba. I think he'd be a great
Bond. That would be sick. I have heard that.
But James Bond's white, is what some people would say. Get lost.
Yeah, shove it.
I think Idris, he's one of those guys, when I heard him talk for the first time, I was like, he sounds like that? Christian Bale, another one?
Yes, another one.
I was like, I thought he talked like this. Uh-huh. And then he got an award, and he's like, I want to thank Welsh people.
You're like,
I was
whoa. Like,
Batman's got an accent?
Yeah. Hugh Jackman, same thing.
I think, and the text line just pulled a hell of a one from the 620, but I think Daniel Jones would be a good Bond. Right. Did anybody know who Pierce Brosnan was before he did Goldeneye? He was a run by Fruity. Miss Doubtfire. Ever seen it?
Yes.
Okay. Pierce Brosnan plays Stu in that movie, right? The stepdad that comes in and ruins Robin Williams' day. And then Robin Williams, as Miss Doubtfire, chucks a lime at his head. Didn't know who Pierce Brosnan was. Not a lot of people give, you know, Daniel Jones a lot of credit. Was anybody out there watching Daniel Craig movies before Bond? Maybe you were. Knives Out came afterwards. Not a lot of Pierce Brosnan love out there. Yeah, there you go. Such a great pause music song.
So good.
And
it's the best.
Timothy Dalton and Daniel Jones could be father and son. Timothy Dalton and the Man with the Golden Glove, Golden Gun. You Only Live Twice, whatever it was. Great actor for Bond. Don't expect a whole lot. Just fit the part. Got to be somewhat athletic. I didn't expect a whole lot from Pierce Brosnan. Didn't know who he was. But you know what he made me do? I watched every Bond movie, and then I went and saw Dante's Peak because James Bond was in it. Didn't know much about Timothy Dalton. Watched those movies. Found out he was the bad guy in some movie that I watched later on down the road. Like a sword movie. I think it was in, what was that movie called? The Phantom or something like that. He plays a bad guy. Didn't know it, but knew he was Bond. Daniel Jones, hey, super freaky athletic. Got the brown hair. Got the little mole. Got the suave, hey, I think, of a Bond. Give me Daniel Jones. I bet he could order a martini, shaken, not stirred. Light that cigarette like they did back in the day.
I like that.
Bond. James Bond.
James Bond.
The text I want to get to, which is great, Luis Rees-Sammet.
Ah, nice.
That's a great Bond.
It's a great one.
Props to you guys.
Good looking guy too. We saw him in person.
Oh yeah, it looks like the rugby version of Ronaldo. Saw him at the Super Bowl.
Yep, we did.
I was like, that's Luis Rees-Sammet. Remember that guy, the rugby star? Would be a great Bond. Very sly. Very sexy.
Yes.
Very intimidating. Daniel Jones, I don't know if it's intimidating, but you forget he's like 6'6".
He's massive.
Yeah. And I think he could hold the PPK and the tuxedo and be that Bond guy. Because Bob said Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Travis Kelce's too
he's
good.
He's too, like, swaggy.
Like, Pierce Brosnan's good looking. But he's not like, oh my God, he's my hall pass. Sean Connery might have been that guy in the 60s. But I don't know if he was a hall pass. Daniel Craig, maybe. But Daniel Craig was really the first Bond that was really, like, yoked and big.
Like
and,
like
blue-eyed beauty, in my opinion. George Lazenby on Her Majesty's Secret Services. Not a great Bond. He's the one that Austin Powers mimics with the fluffy shirts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, there you are. Do I know you? No, but you're there.
We got a good one for the 816. Joe Flacco.
That's what Cody said.
Oh, did he?
And he was like, he said quarterbacks is where you would start.
Yeah.
Because I think Burrow's a good Bond villain.
Great villain.
Right?
Perfect.
Burrow would be a perfect Bond villain.
Yes.
I think Burrow is James Bond's like arch nemesis. Right, the guy you only see like half his face.
Uh-huh.
You only hear his voice till the very end. Non-athletes, John Hamm, I think, is a great
Ooh,
Bond.
John Hamm would be perfect.
Right. Went to Columbia.
Oh, did he?
Shout out to the Tigers. Oh, yeah, big Mizzou guy.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure he was at the Super Bowl and announced the Chiefs roster.
Yep.
Somebody says, I can tell you who the opposite of Bond is. Tua. Tua would be a good villain. Tua could be Odd Job.
Yeah, Tua
takes his hat off and throws it. Jimmy Garoppolo, great Bond.
Jimmy G's a perfect Bond.
That's a good text, 913. Great pull.
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts could pull off the suave.
Here's where we know we're younger than most of our text listeners. Literally everybody in all caps knew Pierce Brosnan from Remington Steel. I thought Remington Steel was a porn star. I don't know what Remington Steel was. I'm 38. Dick. Whoa.
Rogers from the 913?
I could see it.
Yeah, maybe. It feels villainy.
I think he'd be a better villain.
Yeah, villainy.
Right.
660, George Kittle? Not getting Bond vibes.
No. I'm getting sidekick vibe.
Yeah.
Like I'm getting
comedic
like
relief.
Yeah. I'm getting like the guy that he goes and gets a couple of, not saying that he'd be Q or R or M or anybody like that. But I think that George Kittle could be the guy that maybe you go meet in the field somewhere and he's like, hey man, over here, I got all this artillery that you're going to need to go ambush.
100%.
That'd be the side. He'd be the good side
guy. Will Levis.
George Kittle would be a good Phoenix.
Mm.
David Beckham, great Bond. Yeah, here you go. What's this called? Like something like machinery?
It doesn't say this is facility.
Yeah, that's the level.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this when this hit the pause menu, you just didn't start the game up. You just let this play. John Lynch, Eric Hosmer, Tom Hardy, ooh. Cillian Murphy. Cillian Murphy be a great Bond.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy could do it. Paul Rudd from the 913.
No. I don't want it.
Don't see it.
Bond's not funny. He's cheeky and sly and grossly funny. Like at the very Paul Rudd wouldn't be able to deliver to, like, if he, like, you know, shot him in the head, be like, I really got inside of his mind. Like, that's a Bond joke. Paul Rudd wouldn't deliver it that
way. Yeah, no.
Tom Brady, good Bond, yay or nay?
No.
Tom Brady's a villain.
Villain.
I think he'd be a good villain.
Too villainous.
Yeah. Matt Stafford, too big of a head.
Yeah, I don't get the suave cool from Matthew Stafford. What's one? Oh, 316, Baker Mayfield. I don't know.
No.
I like Baker, but.
No. Baker could be like a henchman.
100%.
My buddy Matt says that George Kittle would be a good henchman. Put him in a black turtleneck.
100%. Another big dude.
Mm.
Scary. Henry Cavill from Superman.
Is that how you say the last name?
Cavill? Cavill?
Cavelli? Henry Cavelli? Henry
Is that it?
I don't know. Didn't he play Jesus too?
You're probably right.
Cavelli, I think that's who he played. Leonardo DiCaprio would crush it. He's too famous. Like he's too big.
Someone else's shot.
I mean, everyone knew Leonardo DiCaprio and What's Eating Gilbert Grape. If you knew Remington Steele was Pierce Brosnan, come on now. Owner of the Raiders would be a great Bond villain. Say less.
Respect the text on that
no
one.
No doubt about it. That haircut's villain-esque. What a fun topic. I didn't know we'd get that much action.
Yeah, that was great. I love it.
Paul Mezcal would be a good Bond.
Bob Vesco as Bond from the 913.
No, Bob's a villain. He's too corny. And that's not a shot at Bob.
No,
Bob knows that. That's why his caption of the Grand Canyon was like, this shore is grand. That's a villain.
He'd have like a bomb inside the canyon. This shore is grand.
Yeah.
Zac Efron.
No, too beautiful.
Yeah, like you said, he's too pretty.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore, actually.
Coming up on the other side, Start, Bench, Cut. I want to ask you these Adam Sandler movies, Start, Bench, Cut, because Happy Gilmore 2 trailer officially released. Go check it out. It's a beautiful day for the golf world. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, at TheFan965, for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.